This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Little show for you today. First up, I do want to give a little shout out to a very special guest in our audience. Her name is Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And her beautiful daughter, Lila.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. We actually found each other on none other than Instagram Live when I was hosting the CBS Sunday Night Movies for School of Rock.
Crazy, right?
And I said, would you like to come to the show?
And I said, definitely.
And here we are, full circle. We made it happen, guys. All right, let's hit the headlines. Harvest of the good news gourd, and with me at the desk is my little squash blossom, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Oh my gourd. Hi everybody. Hi Drew.
I'm gonna stuff you with a little ricotta, deep fry you and eat
you. Oh my God, that's the best compliment I've gotten so far today.
Well, the day's still young, Ross. First up, today we are drinking out of purple mugs in the spirit of Spirit Day. It's part of GLAAD's annual LGBTQ anti-bullying campaign.
Yes, GLAAD. It is so important to talk about because every day LGBTQ youth face harassment and bullying simply for being who they are. And today millions are going purple to show their support and stand united against bullying. And you have our support every single day and we're happy to show it. So here's to you on Spirit Day. Cheers. Cheers.
I really, really almost burst into tears when you just said, like, just being who you are.
Yeah.
That is at the core of this.
That's exactly what it's about. And, you know, for too long, we didn't talk about it. I grew up without seeing gay people on television. I remember thinking, could I be a grown-up when I was a little kid? Because I didn't know what a gay grown-up looked like. So visibility is so important. All right, and you are loved. Yeah.
Let's get into some news. First up, we're counting down to Adele's album 30. It's out November 19th. This is all the rage. We're all talking about it. Variety reports that we can get our first listen on Adele One Night Only. It's a two-hour concert event on CBS on November 14th. Congratulations, CBS, for getting that one. Mm-hmm. She's set to perform some never-before-heard songs. Oh, and then there'll be a little sit-down interview with a woman named Oprah.
Oh, my gosh.
So you know we're going to get right down into it. And I just have to say that I was really moved. I actually posted on my Instagram. I do a thing called Sunday Buffet, where I sort of take the week of Instagram that I saw and curated and put out my favorite posts. And I put out a post that she was talking about divorce. And the way that she said it just made me feel better about myself, because when children are involved, it's the most devastating thing I've ever gone through. And to hear Adele going through something like that, it made one person feel less alone. So I've actually met her.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
Why are you just telling me this now?
Well, this is going to sound so name-droppy. It's so embarrassing. Okay, my best friend is Cameron Diaz, but we've been best friends since we were 14 and 16.
We understand. We got it.
She was a junior model. I worked in a coffee house. It wasn't, you know, we were just teens.
Uh-huh.
And we've been best friends ever since. But she called me one night, and she's like, okay, so I'll be over there in like 30 minutes for dinner. Can I bring someone? And I was like, yeah, of course. Well, I was like, well, who, you know? And she was like, Adele. And I was like, okay. And I'm not kidding, I got really nervous. And I was like, oh God, does my house look okay?
What did you serve Adele?
You know, we really just sat on the patio and like broke it down. She does real talk.
Really?
And I loved every second of it. Like, she really does keep it real. So I think this is gonna be a fascinating conversation from two very important figures who hopefully will just, you know, I know they seem like such super beings, but when we just talk about what we go through in life, hopefully we can all relate and feel more united.
Totally. And she has been through it. We have all been through it. She's talking about her divorce and singing about it. I can't wait for it. And while Adele is writing an album about divorce and pain, other people, they handle it differently. Some of them light their wedding dresses on fire in the forest.
I love this story so much.
New York Post Force reports, a woman celebrated her divorce with a pyrotechnic photo shoot. She reportedly found out that her ex didn't just cheat on her once or twice. No, cheated six times. So she stomped that dress, dragged that dress in the mud, doused it with wine, and then lit that ablaze. She had herself a little campfire fueled by her wedding dress. Drew, have you ever lit fire to anything to get back at someone?
I haven't, but boy, that is ceremonial. You know, this story just, listen, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a little rebellious.
Yeah, we know.
And so the rebel in me heard this story and went like this. Huh. Yeah.
But do you know what real revenge is? It's not burning the dress. It's selling the dress and taking yourself to a weekend in Las Vegas. That is real revenge.
I think that works too. And next, we're getting into the Halloween spirit. We sent the traveling news desk to the spookiest place that we could find. This story is really cool. I'm excited to take you to this place because y'all know Sleepy Hollow and Salem and Amityville, but do you know about Anoka, Minnesota?
Huh.
Because it's the Halloween capital of the world. Guess what? We're going there because the news desk is there here to give us the scoop on America's spooky little town. Please welcome lifelong resident and Halloween enthusiast, Jean Hill.
Jean!
Hi, girl.
Oh, Jean.
I'm here. Oh, welcome to Anoka.
Thank you so much, Jean, for being our ambassador to the Halloween capital of the globe. We're so excited to see you.
And I'm so excited to talk to you.
I heard you're about to have a birthday. May I please wish you a very happy early 95th?
What?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm so excited about it.
Could you hear what we were talking
about? I feel young again.
Oh, come on.
Could you hear what we were talking about earlier with life and, you know, love and marriage and divorce and all of that good stuff?
Yes.
Well, I'm just interested because you...
I liked it.
Oh, good.
Good.
Well, I love your love story and your family. You met your husband back in the day, and you have 6 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. Mm. You have a tremendous love story. May I ask the secret to your love story?
Just be happy every day. Be cooperative with each other and enjoy your family. I love life. I've had a wonderful life.
Oh.
I started in Anoka, and here I am. I'm still in Anoka.
Jean.
And you were born and raised there. I know, Jean, I love you so much. You were born and raised in Anoka, and I'd love you to take us back to 1920 when Anoka became the first city to put a Halloween celebration on the map. Why didn't they start this celebration?
Because they had so many pranksters carrying on different things that were going on. And it happened that my dad was one of those teenagers. Oh. So one time I asked him, Dad, what were you doing that was wrong? And he said, it wasn't wrong. We just thought it was fun. So they decided that they would have a parade and entertain the children. And so that has happened, and it's carried on all these years.
101 years it's been going on in Anoka.
101 years. It goes on forever now. It started out with one little parade in the evening, and now we are huge, and people flock to Anoka to watch the parades, and everyone is welcome, and everybody relaxes and has a wonderful time.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you so much for being our Halloween ambassador, bringing Anoka onto the map of the Druze News, mm-hmm. as well as the rest of the world, and celebrating a holiday that really is about celebrating every unique individual out there. And that's why I love Halloween.
Yeah. Can I ask one final question from our Halloween expert? Jean, is candy corn good or gross?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
It's grossy good.
I don't like candy corns, Jean. I don't get them. But I get you, Jean Hiltz. Happy almost 95th birthday. Cheers to you.
Cheers. We'll see you next year.
We'll be right back with more Druze News.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To Brenda Shaner Thalen from Sioux City, Iowa, home of our affiliate, KTIV News 4. Mm. Brenda made this amazing pumpkin art for us.
Look how good you look, Drew.
By the way, I will say, I totally recognize myself immediately.
100%.
Okay, well, next we have a fantastic guest joining us. You know her from What I Like About You and as a key player in almost every single Ryan Murphy's merry band of actors, all the shows. She's currently in two roles in American Horror Story double feature. Take a look.
But I want more than just mercy. Speed Racer is worth more than that. I want the source. Someone is making those pills, and I want to meet them.
Ryan Murphy has, like, taken over the world with his storytelling and his franchises. What's it like to be a part of that tribe?
It's a dream come true. The greatest thing I could have asked for as an actor. It's the most fun and also personally incredibly rewarding. These people have all become my dearest friends. Mm. So, and not just the actors in the show, but the crew and, I mean, and every department, we're all super close. And also the work is intense. You know, the hours are long, the subject matter is intense. So you really, like, you're in the trenches together, so you kind of trauma bond to everybody in the best way.
Oh, I love that.
But that makes it sound traumatic. It's not traumatic, it's fun. But you know, when you work in
the good kind.
There you go.
Okay, exactly. Are you guys ready to hit a few headlines?
Yes, we help.
All right, first we're gonna start with nightmare first dates. We've all had them. But can you top this one? The New York Post reports TikTokers Elise Myers went viral. It all started when she got a message from a man on a dating app that said, I like your face, let's get some food. Elise drove to his house, then he directed her to the nearest Taco Bell drive-thru, and then this happened. This is just a snippet. Take a look.
We get to the speaker, and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard-shell tacos, thank you. We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. And I'm like, did you forget your wallet? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
She's a great storyteller, by the way.
You have to watch this video. She is her comedic timing, her dry tone, and she's super cute. She's married now, and she calls her current husband a total smoke show. But Elise, I am dying for you to come on the news and talk dating. Will you please come here? Because we love you.
Yeah. He ordered 100 tacos. Girl, that's nacho man, okay? That's not good. And apparently, it didn't stop there. Back at his place, they ate their tacos in silence. And
then
his dad, who was there, leaned over and asked Elise if she wanted to go see his studio. Creepy. That's when she took the rest of the tacos and ran out the door. Mm-hmm. That was her worst first date ever. Do you have a worst first date?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, I'd love to hear about it.
Somebody asked me out, and I was looking forward to it, and I showed up, and the first thing he said to me as soon as he looked at me was, well, you're wearing a lot of makeup. Was the first thing he said, and I was like, well, this is a bad tone to start this off with. So we got in the car, and he talked about his ex-girlfriend the entire time, in the car, at the dinner, and then I was like, I got to get out of this. And he was like, no, but wait, I have a birthday party, a friend's birthday party. I'd love if you come. And I was like, maybe this is where things are going to take a better turn. And we went to the birthday party, and he did not speak to me or acknowledge me the entire time. And then I finally got home, and then he called me the next day and said, I had the greatest time with you, and I would really love to see you again. And I just felt like, did I hallucinate this entire experience?
What?
Like, was this a dream that I had that isn't a real thing? It wasn't great.
What did you say? What, did you let him
I
off
said,
easy?
No, I said, that was the single worst thing I've ever had. Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes, I said that was bananas. Yes.
I'm so glad that you did that, because you might help some poor woman.
And
in
that
the
is
future.
How I felt. That's and I said, you literally did not look at me or speak to me and spoke about your ex-girlfriend the entire time. You gotta do better. You gotta do better.
Oh my God, so, I love you more for more and more and more. Leslie, I would love if you'd take the next story.
Okay, for your next date, good or bad, why not try out the kitten heel? InStyle reports it's the next big shoe trend. People are leaning into the teeny tiny heels and sandals, slings, and even boots. Drew, do kitten heels make you want to purr or hiss?
Hiss, for sure.
Oh, no, really?
I have short legs. I'll give you an example.
Those are great.
There we go.
Okay.
I'll show you why a kitten heel is not for me.
You know she's serious when she comes in front of the desk.
Do you see my legs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there she goes. Okay.
That's my real leg. Do you want that leg? Or this leg?
Oh, my God.
So, we all have our assets, and we all have, you know, our other things. But I know how to work with what I got, and I can't support the kitten heel.
I have to say, I do like a kitten heel. I feel like it's sort of that in-between world of I don't have to commit to a big heel, and I can, but it's a little fancier than a flat. It has its place.
I sort of am rooting for a kitten heel. When I see it, it's like, you know, it's like a little heel that one day will grow up to be a big heel. Like, good for you. You got this.
Well, actually, speaking of things that grow up, I think this is a perfect transition.
Okay.
I really wanted to ask you, Leslie, before we go, we're rounding the quarter to November, which is National Adoption Awareness Month. And I was really moved by your history with this particular pertinent, meaningful subject. And I was wondering if you would enlighten us about your journey.
I am thrilled that you wanted to talk about this today, because this is my most favorite thing on earth to talk about. I was lucky enough to be adopted, and my daughter is adopted. Mm. So I know it from both sides. And to me, it's been the most magical, incredible, life-affirming experience. I don't know how I could love my daughter any more than I do. I couldn't. And I don't know how I could love my parents any more than I do. Adoption has been talked about since I was a kid, growing up like in the 80s. It was sort of this like sad Lifetime movie discussion. And I just never, ever had that experience. And even as a little kid, I was always like, I'm adopted because I'm so special. And I just always feel like if you're adopted, I don't know if you could have been wanted any more than you are. I mean, you're the most wanted kid, so.
I love your journey. I celebrate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling that story. I
Let's adopt each other now.
Yes, exactly. Oh, Leslie Grossman, thank you so much for coming to the news desk and making it a better place.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Oh, you can all watch American Horror Story Double Feature right now.
The Angie's List. list you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's list is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Awareness Month, and in honor of this very important month, we're catching up with an inspirational breast cancer survivor who is very near and dear to us. We met Cheryl Kohlberg last season when she was planning something special for her 50th birthday to support finding a cure. Here's an update on what she's been up to since and what she's planning for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this year. This woman is truly one of my heroes. She's just incredible. Please take a look.
Hey Drew, it's Cheryl Kohlberg. Thanks for having me back this year. I just wanted to give you an update. In 2018, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was in treatment for 15 months. It was very difficult, but I made it through and I've been cancer-free for almost 2 years now. For me, running has always been a part of my life. And now that I'm cancer-free, the journey back to health, one of the things that was really important for me was to get back into running again. So last year, it was my 50th birthday. I wanted to do something very special to celebrate. I met people from all 50 states and ran virtually with someone from each state every day for 50 days over Zoom. I've met so many amazing people through this process. Some women who literally have told me that because they saw me on the show, they went and got their mammogram and they found out they had breast cancer. They got it detected early enough and they're fine. Thanks to wonderful supporters like you, Drew, and Bank of America, I was able to raise more than $100,000 for Susan G. Komen to hopefully put a cure to breast cancer. This year, I'm doing something different. I'm running a 5K every day in October, and I'm encouraging people to join me where they are. They can run, bike, swim, and take a photo of what you're doing, post it to your social media, and mention at 5050 for the cure. I want to give hope to women who are currently in treatment and let them know that someday soon they'll be in my shoes out running again or doing whatever they love to do. I encourage everyone to get involved and raising awareness for breast cancer together 1 mile at a time.
We are so inspired by you, Cheryl, and we are rooting for you always. Don't forget to get your mammograms and visit the 50forthecure.org to join Cheryl or to learn more. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Welcome back. At the beginning of this season, I announced that I was going to go back to get my high school diploma because I don't have enough on my plate. And I thought, what an optimal time. I'm not alone in this journey, though. The reason I wanted to do this is because it's honestly a personal insecurity and a bucket list thing that I've wanted to face at different intervals of my life. So I figured, why not now? Just do this. And I have my back to school crew with me, and I'm so excited because they're here in person today. Please welcome Anissa back to the show, my dear friend Justin, and Linda. Justin, I'm so happy to see you again.
I'm happy to see you too.
Okay, so Justin, I'm just gonna tell you, he saved a family from a burning car, saved their lives.
is a complete superhero, wears a cape, came on the show. We got Carmelo Anthony to, like, because he's a big basketball fan, do a video for you. And then we talked about the GED together, and it got my wheels spinning. So here we are.
That's all because of Justin.
It's been very hard for me, but, hey, I got the motivation of everybody, so.
Now, Anissa, I really appreciated your story. You got pregnant when you were 17. Mm-hmm. But you are 32 years married to the dad.
Yes, still married to the same guy 32 years later.
So what was sort of a life-altering moment became your beautiful, permanent love story.
Oh, most certainly. And I got the three most amazing kids in the world out of it, so I have no regrets at all. I mean,
certainly.
I mean,
not.
Of course, I wish I would have gotten it earlier, but look, I'm here now, so.
Well, I mean, I think I'm in the same boat. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my life and wouldn't change it for a thing, but this is something that just, for some reason, haunts me as something.
It feels like the dirty little secret. And it's just because we know we can do it and we should have done it.
Well, Linda, you know, your story also really struck me, too, because in your bio, I was reading at one point in high school, you fell in with the wrong crowd.
Oh, yeah, really quickly.
Well, I can't relate to that at all. yeah, let's face it. In high school, I was up to completely other things.
Yeah.
And then your daughter goes into the military and kind of has a completely different narrative.
Totally different. Just, she is amazing. My Lala, she is 68 Whiskey Combat Medic. Oh. Go Army. Love you, Lala. Yeah. So she actually... She enlisted right after she graduated, and I think it really was kind of a thing with her that, you know, I want to further my education, which was actually the reason for her enlisting.
Do you think that you guys talked about that with her growing up? Was it...
Absolutely. I just was always with her, you know, in conversation, like, don't do what I did. Get an education. Get a degree. Don't work this hard. And... obviously, that really resonated.
Boy, did it ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very proud of her.
I mean, what do you think, Justin? Do you have that feeling ever, like, because I don't have this degree, or when I'm thinking about my future, or there's something missing that people might think there's something missing in me?
I do feel like there's a part of me that I am missing. That's that graduation. That's that diploma, because my older brother and older sister got it. And I think that's the main thing that probably motivated me the most, because I'm the third child on my mom's side, so it's kind of like I gotta get it after my older brother and older sister. If I don't, then I just feel like I'm just letting everybody down, so.
Now, you guys are on a text chain, right?
Oh, yeah. My gosh, yes.
Okay, can I get in on this text chain, please?
Sorry.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I have a pit in my stomach over this. I'm nervous.
Which is why we started the text chain, because it's like, for me, it's like, oh my gosh, is this person like smarter than I am? Am I gonna sound dumb if I'm like, hey, how'd you do on that question? You know, like,
I'll tell
motivating.
You, comparing is toxicity. It is. Don't ever compare yourself to other people in this world and in this life.
I'm learning.
I didn't need to go to school to learn that. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna go to a quick commercial. When we come back, Principal Matthews is gonna join us, and he's gonna give us some quizzes. And listen, we have got this. We have got each other.
Yes. Yeah.
And I believe there's nothing we can't do that we put our minds to. But if anyone is nervous every once in a while, I am too. I'm right there with you. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, maybe when we graduate, welcome back! Justin and Linda, we have all signed up to get our GED, as you hopefully saw in the last segment. But we've landed ourselves in the principal's office. And he's not a regular principal. He's a cool principal.
Right.
It's Principal Ross Matthews.
That's right. Principal Matthews is in the hizzy, as the kids say.
Principal Matthews, what do you have in store for us?
Well, you know, I'm really so proud of you. You are all my best students. You're also my only students. But what kind of principal would I be if I didn't have a little exam to make sure that you've all been studying? Oh, so I'm going to throw some questions up on the screen and read it out to you all. And since you're a crew, you can all confer and answer together. Are
okay.
you ready?
We are a crew, and I'm very proud to be a part of this crew. I don't need a degree to be proud to be in this crew.
Yeah. I know you guys have got this, so let's get started with question number one. Drew's news is served sunny side up, we all know that. In this sentence, what does sunny side up mean? A, it's all the good news you can use. B, it's a newspaper served with bacon and eggs. C, Drew and Ross only talk about the news during the daytime. Or D, it's all news stories about eggs.
Yeah, all of the above.
Just kidding. I think you're right.
I agree.
If it was up there, I think it would probably be all of the above. Because, I mean, y'all always talk about good news, so it's nothing.
Yeah.
I would say all of the above.
E, all of the above.
Well, that's not going to work on the real test, Drew. we were looking for A. It's all the good news you can use. Next question. I love to talk to our studio audience. So if I talk to one audience member for 3 minutes, how long would it take me to talk to an audience of 100 people? Would it take A, 45 Ready? Minutes, B, 2 hours, C, 300 minutes, or D, would I lose track of time because our audience is the best?
I think I want to take this one.
All right.
All right, so... The original answer would be 300, but you know, since we in New York, it's the best audience, so I'm gonna go with D.
Yeah. All right.
Drew.
Hey, don't fail me on this one.
Okay.
Don't fail me on this one.
I just love watching Drew's face when I ask you to do a math problem. She does this, ready? This is her face.
Math is my Achilles heel. Okay, so the question was...
Exactly.
3 minutes to talk to one person. So if I talk to 100 people, how many minutes would I be talking
to? Oh, okay. See, this is what I do to myself. I went into, like, for some reason, it's an hour, so I was trying to multiply 60. Clearly, the answer is C, 300.
Yeah.
That's right! 300.
Complete rabbit hole.
Well, you're doing very well, I have to say. I'm proud of all of you. Here is our final question. Y'all seen the movie E.T.? Well, E.T. boarded his spaceship and said goodbye to Gertie, Michael, and Elliot. But what, when he left Earth, was the first planet he saw when he left? Was it A, Saturn, B, Spielbergen, C, Mars, or D, planet...
B and D is not a planet. I'm gonna say
E.
Nah, I think it's A. But it's two against one,
know.
So
C. We're gonna go with
C. I'm gonna go with them.
What's your vote, Drew?
Oh gosh, I just know that all the powerful men are trying to get up to Mars. In their rocket.
Right.
So I don't know why I feel Saturn too. I think I'm with Justin.
Well, I would think it was Mars because it's Mars.
Okay.
Mars is the closest.
And Saturn is the closest one. Saturn's further away.
You did fantastic. You're all A-plus students in my book. And we are all so proud of you. And in fact, we put together a little surprise video for you. Take a look at this.
Hi, Justin. It's your big sister, Brianna, and your older brother, Joseph. So we just wanted to let you know we are so proud of you for doing your GED journey.
We're going to always be in your corner. Just know that.
Hi, Anissa. I knew when we got married as teenagers, you could do anything you set your mind to it. Now, here we are over 30 years later, and you're doing it again. The kids and I are so proud of you, honey.
Hi, Mom. I know you've been really worried since I joined the military, but I just want to let you know that I'm safe, and I am so proud of you for starting this amazing journey, and I just can't believe how great you're doing with your job and raising my brother and doing all these classes at the same time, and you've been doing such a great job with all your studying.
Hi, Drew. I am so proud of you for going back to school. You're actually one of the smartest people I know and the most well-read and the most literate and the most educated, but I also love that you never tire of learning, and I'm so proud of you for going on this journey and taking others along with you. I think you're going to inspire so many people. I love you, and go get them. Hit the books.
I did not know that was going to happen. How is it to see your daughter?
I miss her so much, and I'm so proud of her.
I'm so happy that... I am so happy for you. I mean, Justin, your brother and sister, who you just spoke
so
about.
Cute.
There they are, rooting you on.
Just to see my older brother there and just talking about something. He's always gonna be in my corner. That's something that is heartwarming. And I'm just glad I have him as an older brother, and I wouldn't change that for the world.
Well, I'd like to include him in this too. Yes. Yes. Let's keep our families close through this. Your brother, your daughter, and
daughter. Wait a minute.
I got
a
kid. Daughter. Sorry. Oh. Guess what, Justin?
What show are we on?
The paternity test is here. We turned into the Maury Povich show. It must be really lovely to see your husband. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, he's always so supportive of everything I do. He's incredible.
I love this. This is so good. This is the good stuff in life, you know? Anissa, Justin, Linda, thank you for going on this journey with me. I'm terrified, but I'm really excited to be doing it with you.
You got this.
All right, we'll be right back.
You got this.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Welcome back. Our next guest is an award-winning fashion designer who has dressed everyone from the First Lady to Lady Gaga. And now he's back as a mentor on one of the best shows ever made in television history, Project Runway. Take a look.
There's so many streets, you guys, you could take inspiration from. There's Sesame Street. Oh, what about the Yellow Brick Road? That's kind of like a cool street. There's always the Mean Street. I'm gonna go Mean Street somebody right now. Who wants it?
Please welcome my good friend, Kristen Siriano!
That was a street style challenge. I just want everyone to know. I just didn't start talking about street.
By the way, I totally picked up what you were putting down.
Okay, great.
As a person who has seen every episode of every single Project Runway in its history, I knew exactly what you were saying.
Okay, great.
I think it's impressive, too, for a show to be on 19 seasons.
Yeah.
And continue to get better
Yeah. Elevate, not ever lose its essence.
We're elevating this season. Mm-hmm. I judge them harshly, but it's great.
But, you know, what I do love is listening to someone who I know they know what they're talking about. So your mentorship for me on this show is pivotal because I'm just like, you know.
I'm really in it. You know, I'm coming at them, you know, not in a judgment way to be fun and funny. I really am serious. Like, I'm like, no, I make clothes every day. When I leave set, I go to my office and I dress Michelle Obama or the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. I know something about dressing fabulous women.
I'm going to even
and
talk about Billy Porter.
Exactly.
That's a man that I will never forget that moment in fashion. I didn't know that a man could ever wear something like that. I had never seen it in my mind. By the way, I have this book. This is a beautiful reissue of your gorgeous coffee table book. Uh-huh. Can I ask why you're so inspired by Tulle? Because I think it's like a Pavlovian thing for women.
I'm inspired by it because my sister growing up was a ballet dancer. So I was around these fairy-like creatures and that's what I loved. I loved this transformation. You know, you see a dancer and they're in warm-ups and sweats and it's like kind of ugly. And then they turn into like the sugar plum fairy. And I always thought that was so beautiful. So that's kind of what I like to do with my clothes, which is why any red carpet or any moment is like a true transformation for me.
Well, I love fantasy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to mix it in with reality. And Halloween is coming up, which is my very favorite holiday in the world.
It's the best.
Okay, well, I'm excited to see your take on Halloween. I can't actually think of anyone better than to teach us some Halloween tips and tricks
costumes. A very DIY at home. You can do this yourself. And we're going to start with, what are we starting with? Oh, it's a gumball machine.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That sounds elaborate.
Yeah, it does. It's not. and it's a gumball machine. And I really think it's one of those things that you could, like, stick your mom in the corner. So, like, this is for the kids at home. And just, like, throw pom-poms on her. And she's a gumball machine.
Okay, let's see.
I want to see.
Come on out, Natalie.
Yeah. So this is literally mom's in the corner and she's got a white t-shirt and all the kids just throw their gumballs on with glue and it stays. And she has those jeans, obviously, because everyone has those.
And they're candy. They're candy colored.
And it's candy colored and it's a gumball machine for like $10.
Okay, Lila, what do you think of this outfit? Are you thumbs up? Thumbs down?
Maybe an 8? Like an 8 out of 10?
So, 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Thank you, Natalie. By the way, what do you think of your Petey outfit?
I love it. I'm always the same thing every year for Halloween, so I'm so happy I have something new this year.
Okay, what are you every year?
An old lady every year.
Why? What's the psychology? Because my mom was like Vampira every year.
I think it's just like I love the Golden Girls.
Okay, that's why. I didn't know where this was going. Golden Girls, very happy.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, all right, well, you're gonna show us your next costume after the break. We're gonna take a quick commercial. Don't go away.
One more.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Hi, we're back. I'm here with my dear friend, fashion designer extraordinaire, Christian Siriano. And if you want to see his designs in person, he has an exhibit at the Savannah College of Design Museum of Art. And our next DIY costume is, French toast! Come on out, Tasha!
This is what I'm saying. This is French toast. Okay, so if you're at home and everybody has a striped blouse and a red scarf, hopefully, and if you don't, you need it. And so you need a beret, which is, you know, easy. And then you get some cardstock, you cut out whatever your shape of French toast could be. It could be Mickey Mouse French toast, it could be whatever. And I think that a pack of Post-its would be cute for the butter.
And who doesn't like a pat of butter?
Yeah, exactly.
Lila, and thoughts?
Nay.
Oh, yeah, yay! 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 Tasha, you are giving me, like, Audrey Hepburn in Funny Face. Like, I feel like I'm transported to Paris. How do you feel in your outfit?
I'm shocked at how easy it was to put this together, and I never thought I could be French toast. I like waffles a little better.
Well, we can work on that next
year. Okay, well, you're French toast. Thank you.
Tasha, I think you look stunning head to toe. And Natalie,
look at these. Look
how cute you both are.
Oh, my gosh.
Aunt Jill Kargman is going to be Cruella, and my daughters are going to be her Dalmatians, but they're, like, also kittens and, like, hybrids. Oh. What should I dress as for Halloween?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Madonna.
Which Madonna?
And we call Madonna. Let's do it. We'll call her after this. And we'll say, can we borrow something from the archives? This is it. We're doing it.
Oh, my God.
I'll call her right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Madonna.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, Christian Siriano, I love you so much. When's our next date? What are we doing?
Tomorrow. I'll see you Halloween as Madonna.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I love it. Christian Siriano, tune into Project Runway Thursdays at 9, 8 Central on Bravo.
Yeah.
And be sure Kristen's book, Dresses to Dream About, deluxe edition later this fall. Thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us, everybody. We really make this show for you, so take this good energy with you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.